section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
So I'm going to drink some. Really?
We got three shows to do tonight. We can do it. Fuck the naysayers.
Low blow to that, motherfuckers.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Coming to you live from Onacock, Virginia, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, breaking up is hard to do. Top fun, an interview with Brett Conlon's baby, and naming the maneuver wherein someone licks a hind with your co-host, The Voice, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host, please call him by his Christian name, Blake Clayton.
Welcome everyone to episode 259 of the Burns and IP. I am your host, the podcasting god.
That's the Spanish version.
For all our Latino listeners out there,
por favor.
Por favor. Welcome to the show.
Ay, Dios mío.
This is episode 259. It's just three dudes sitting around doing a mini marathon, basically. First, let me introduce to you basically just the Stud Muffin. We just got to call you the Stud Muffin.
You're looking at me, but you can't mean me.
Well, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Fine. I'll take it.
You got a haircut. What prompted you to get a haircut?
When the bangs. I moved the bangs to the side, but when they start drooping down, even though I moved them to the side, I know it's that time.
It's the one and only Bottle Cap Kid, Jason.
Hello, all my friends. Let's get this cracking, my friends.
Hey.
Whoops. And my other co-conspirator for this evening, not wearing a tie, which is kind of disappointing.
No, the Dapper Caster did not arrive today. He got an early out, so I was able to go home and change and put on this cool kick-ass shirt for our buddies, The Kickback. They did a show on my podcast.
Yeah.
Nice.
Kicking it with
The
Kickback.
They give you a free t-shirt?
They did.
God. Let's give it up for The Kickback.
Yay, The Kickback. Chicago, Illinois. Fantastic band. Go listen to our episode, go listen to their album. They're good.
It's The Voice, Dustin.
Hey.
Welcome.
Let's get things cracking.
Yeah.
He's got his hat on backwards. He's ready to
That's how I do it, because Freckles finds it sexy.
Oh, really?
In a weird way.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
Why does he say in a weird way?
No, I say it in a weird way, because like I think it kind of makes me look like a frat boy, but she's not attracted to that type. It's just something about me in a backwards face.
It's because she's 18. That's why she finds it attractive. She's like, in a weird way, this is the type of young man I'm supposed to be.
Jeez.
And I mentioned it last week about trying to figure out when I was on for the first time. It was episode 151, and we're on 259 now.
Wow. Ooh, my favorite Bacardi.
So 108 episodes later,
what was
here I am.
Do you remember what
it was? It was called Hashtag Dildo Plunger. It was the first time I was on, and I named the episode.
There you go.
So back in September of 2014.
Jeez, back in the old days.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny
you guys,
because
my relationships with you guys are longer than any girl I've ever had a relationship with.
I believe it.
Amen.
I think I'm actually at my 3-year mark right now with you.
Really?
I think so.
That's got to be a record for you too, right?
Yeah.
No, not for a relationship with a woman. No.
Month and a half, and it'll be 2 years for me. So yeah.
Yeah.
I think we got a good thing going, guys.
Aww.
Found the rhythm of the night.
Let's all hug.
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna touch you guys.
You're not touching anybody.
I've kissed everybody.
You haven't kissed me.
We've already kissed.
It's coming. Sneak attack.
Speaking of kissing and breaking up, which is something that happens after
it's
I
hard
kiss
to
a
do.
Girl. Breaking up is hard to do, but I took a huge step in my life recently. No, Molly's still here. Don't worry.
Anal.
Well, that step was taken a long time ago.
Slam dunk.
I broke up with cable. Cable television.
Oh, yes.
Now,
oh, I told you a long time ago to do it.
Now, it was one of the things I had the ITV, and I had like a 2-year contract, so I was getting it at a price that stayed the same, you know, for
Has
2 years.
Has ITV3 been here 2 years already?
Right, because we've been back it's been 2 years since the tornado.
Yeah.
So, I got my bill one day, and it was like $30 more than it usually was.
Uh-oh.
I was like, I can't swing that.
Did we get HBO?
Right.
Are you watching porn?
It's Eli. So I looked at it, and I was like, And so I called him on the phone and said, hey, you know, customer for 2 years, you know, one of your first.
What's up with that?
What's, you know, it's gone up a little bit. They're like, well, you know, your promotional time period is over. I said, oh, well, I said, I'm a customer that's paid my bill on time. And, you know, I was one of the first in this area to have ITV3. And
you're the podcasting god. You're a trendsetter, trailblazer.
You know, what promotions you got going on now?
Yeah.
Well, we don't currently have any. I was like, okay, well.
Click.
I go, well, then how can you put my bill back to what it was?
You want to sponsor our show? We'll mention you on the network.
$30 a month.
All I'm asking is to back it up $30 a month.
Can we talk about specifics, though?
Like, sure.
What was your bill?
My bill before the hike increase was $130. That was with very good internet.
God.
Very good internet and television. And so it went up to $160. I'm like, no. That $30 is a big difference.
Way too much.
So she's like, well, go ahead and, you know, I'll have to ask around and see if there's anything we can do.
That's bullshit, right?
Well, I called like 7 o'clock at night. So I called back 2 days later. And then they're like, yeah, it's noted on the account. We can give you a $25 off this month, and we can give you one of your boxes for free, which will save you $6 a month.
No.
Nothing. I said, well, how much is it if I just cut the cable off and just have the internet? And she's like, oh, well, it'll only be $55 a month. I said, I'll take that. I was like, and she's like, well, $55 for internet?
No.
No, that's good for the speed I have.
What speed do you have?
Oh, I don't have the specifics with me right now, but it's good speed.
Okay, we'll get into it.
And
that's
fiber,
not good,
it's fiber optic.
I don't know what that means.
I've never gone without it. It's never gone off. Not like Comcast, it goes off every time it rains. It's faster.
All right.
Better.
Okay.
But anyway, I was like, okay, so I can pay you $55 a month for what I use every single day all the time, or I can give you $160 for when I don't use all that. You know, I don't watch that much TV.
Sure.
So I looked at Molly across the table. I said, you want me to do it?
She looked at you, and you said, hey, buddy.
I said, hey, buddy. This is what we're doing. And she's been wanting to cut cable off for a long time, but I've
sports.
Got issues with
got
that.
Sports.
Sports.
I told you a long time ago when I broke up with cable, that's the number one thing.
It
if
is.
You're okay with getting rid of the sports, you'll survive.
Right.
Because, I mean, I've got Hulu. I've got Netflix. I just recently got CBS All Access, so I can watch Big Brother nonstop.
CBS All Access?
Yeah, because CBS isn't on Hulu. So if you want all the CBS shows on demand, you have to get their
network. Does that include CBS
thing.
Sports?
I think, maybe.
Go Sports,
I don't know.
Go.
I just know I have access to like all 19 seasons of Big Brother on demand now. So Brianna and I are binge-watching all of those.
Oh,
so you're going to watch Big Brother, the Big Brothers that were on before she was born.
I've seen them already because I was like 20 when it started. But yeah, that's what we're doing.
And she couldn't associate colors yet.
But you know, I got one of those antenna receivers for Christmas from my parents because I had just gotten rid of cable completely. I didn't even have broadcast channels. And they're like, well, you live in South Pekin. You should know when tornadoes are coming. We want you to at least get broadcast. So they got me this little contraption, and I plugged it in the TV. And now I've got ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and then some other weird stations I never knew existed.
Like antenna TV?
Yeah. And I can watch Fox NFL Sunday now. I can watch CBS.
In HD, too. They broadcast on HD.
Yes. Do they?
Okay, so
because I don't have an HD in my plug in the thing. So
this is what I did. I went to Walmart and got an antenna.
Yeah.
You asked
me what kind I had.
Right. Came home. Hooked it up. Everything worked except there was no Fox.
I have the same problem.
Tried everything. Couldn't. Went.
You're not moving in with me, Sequence.
I went and got a bigger one, a more bigger range.
Sure.
Brought it home. Everything crystal clear HD.
Yep.
No Fox.
I think Fox, is it in Bloomington? It's further away. That's why we can't get it though, right?
No. It's a UHF as opposed to a VHF, and it doesn't pick it up as well, and it's got a It's harder to get because some of the stations I'm getting are from Bloomington.
Okay.
So it wasn't out of range. I could have even picked up the Springfield because it's Bloomington or the Springfield Tower.
Wow.
But for some reason, I couldn't get Fox, so I took them both back. So now I've got to fix this. I've got to resolve this issue.
Why are you taking them back, though? Because you're already getting other channels, though, right? Why'd you take them both back? Couldn't you just accept the channels that they did give you?
No, because I really don't care about the other channels except Fox.
You only want Fox.
I only care about Fox.
Okay.
Because the Bears will always play on Fox. So Big E says, hey, I'm getting one of these Android boxes. I'll let you know what it's like. So right. He got this Android box. He said he paid $126 for it. Okay, one time.
Now, this is comparable, I assume, to the Apple TV. If you're an Android user, it'll sync up with your Android stuff just like an iPhone will sync up to the Apple TV?
Yeah, but what he's saying is he's getting Netflix, he's getting Hulu, he's getting all the pay-per-views, he's getting all the sports and everything, and not paying for it.
I don't know about that.
So I'm going to have him bring him over, and he said, bring it over, show me. So, but I have been, with the time of this recording, I have been 3 weeks without cable television.
How are you doing?
Really? To be honest with you, not too bad.
It is affecting you, though.
Well, not too
yet.
Bad.
It's not football season.
Yeah, Utopia's, Utopia's done gone.
We had to pick our keepers for our fantasy football.
Right, so when football season starts, it will be very difficult. Somebody moved in next door.
Is it a woman?
No.
Then I am not interested.
I know. Speaking of that, there's a girl that's about three or four doors
down. I am now interested.
She's good looking, but I don't know if she's a lesbian or what.
Either way.
That's important information.
He's so good. He can turn him around.
You think so?
He can turn him around. So I think I'm going to make it. I think I'm going to make it until football season starts.
This is what I got going on in my place. $20 internet. It's for a year at Comcast. There's no contract or anything. They send me a bill. It says, oh, now it's $45. I call up and say, hey, you know what? Your internet's working great. I love your service, but I can't pay this amount. They go away and they said, okay, you got 3 megabytes worth of whatever. We're going to up it to 10 megabytes. And we'll take it back down to $20. So I'm getting more for the same price, and they locked me in for another year at that. So Comcast, you just got to hit them at the right time, and you can have $20 internet. I don't have any problems with their internet either. I stream Hulu and Netflix, honestly, all together in my house.
I have buffering issues with a couple things.
You have Comcast internet?
I have Comcast.
But see, I'm uploading a bunch of shows and stuff. So like,
you probably need something
with a little bit more kick.
Gotcha.
And I don't mind paying the extra money a month knowing that it's never going to go out on me.
Okay,
if it's
fair
a storm.
Enough.
Oh, and I have the WWE Network now too. So if you want to watch, if you want to watch pay-per-views every month,
can we talk about that?
Come to my house.
Let's give it over the airwaves right now.
Let's just give me your password.
It's just $9.99 a month.
No, just give me your password. It's fine.
We'll talk.
I'm thinking about getting.
Really putting you on the spot there. For
I'm thinking about getting CISO maybe. Trying out for a couple.
It's only $4 a month, right?
Yeah.
I downloaded the free app, but I didn't subscribe.
There's some good stuff on there.
Yeah.
There's some pretty good stuff on there. Honestly, if you like TV, go for Hulu. If you like Netflix, or if you like movies, go for Netflix. And Amazon Prime's got like a bunch
of
old
HBO
stuff.
If you like porn, go for X-Hamster.
Yeah, that's exactly that. So, yeah, I'm making it, and we'll see how it goes. I'll try to save money so we can get this eternal gosh darn house issue done here.
You know, yeah. I was watching Netflix the other day, and I came across one of my all-time favorite movies starring Tom Cruise and, of course, Anthony Edwards, probably the headliner.
Cocktail.
The prequel, of course, to the movie I actually saw, Top Gun. And it makes me think about you and your exploits recently, having a little bit of top fun.
Yes, we had some top fun. I didn't know this. I've been married to Molly for a couple 3 years.
Well, hell, I knew that.
And she has a Top Gun pilot, a retired Navy Top Gun pilot, in her family.
Awesome.
So it was a Sunday night, and she said, hey, we're going to dinner with my cousin and her husband. They flew in from Washington, D.C. I'm like, oh, okay, you know. We're going eating. I'm finding out that this guy brought his own plane.
They flew here.
They
themselves.
Flew here literally.
What's his code name?
Tails.
Tails. Oh, like Sonic? Like Sonic. Yeah.
Sonic Tails.
And by the he's one of those pilots now who does all the trick stuff. They in competitions where
so he does it for shows and
does it for shows and stuff. Now he's retired. You know, he did the first Gulf War.
In my opinion, the best Gulf War.
Oh yeah, definitely. But he was in some of those, and you know, skipping missiles into fucking bunkers and shit.
Jeez,
this is a real fucking deal, you know.
Did you meet him? And he's kind of like, is he kind of messed up as a result of having
murdered
people?
No, he was very down to earth and very, you know, very kind and
good.
And so, you could hear him talking to the kids in the family. Like, hey, you want to come see the plane or something? So I'm thinking, okay, you know. Then by the end of the night, we're all taking plane rides.
Awesome.
The kids are all taking plane rides. So, again, it doesn't really hit you in the face of, like, oh, this is a little itty-bitty two-person plane
right.
that does all kinds of aeronautical tricks. So Molly's like, I can't, you know, if Eli was going to be going and just looking at the plane, she wasn't going to take off work. She was just going to have her parents take the kid.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden it comes up to where, oh, we're flying in the plane. Eli has never flown on a plane of any kind. And she's like, I guess I'm taking the day off. And she's like, well, you might as well take the day off too. I was like, oh, well, sure, you know.
Hell yeah.
Because usually she bitches at me if I try to take a day off. So we go out to Mount Holly Airport.
Tiny little airport here in Peoria.
Tiny little airport. Walk up and see a slow bitty plane.
Did you play a Top Gun soundtrack on headphones as you were?
That would have been a good idea
on the runway.
So Eli, of course, is first. He got there first. He raised his hand first. He was ready to go. Kid's not afraid of a fucking thing. The pilot goes through all. He takes the kids and he goes through the whole thing about what everything is. You know, he really not just taking them for a joyride, but teaching them stuff.
The rigmarole.
Yeah. And he says, what we'll do is we'll go up, you know, sort of 3,000 feet, blah, blah, blah. We'll go down the, you know, down the river, look around, go into Chillicothe. That's where there's open airspace. And
then we'll shoot the Japs.
He's like,
so he turns into a mode. His flips into like a murder mode.
And we'll get him. Yeah. And he's like, well, I'll do a real simple, basic, you know,
barrel roll or something,
you know, trick. And then if you want to go further, then let me know, you know.
Did he have an air sick bag?
There was air sick bag. You know, he had the headphones on with the mouthpiece so they could talk to each other. Eli goes up, about 25 minutes later comes back. Totally awesome. We flew upside down. We went straight up in the air and then fucking nosedived straight down and, you know.
He said fucking
nosedive. You know what? I was like, the kid...
Where did he learn that language?
I don't know.
One trip in a plane and already he's...
Fucking mom, listen up. This is what I'm going to fucking do. No. He loved it. He wasn't scared. I mean, the first time... Most people's first time on an airplane is a big, huge...
You don't even like roller coasters.
Right. That's exactly what I thought, too.
Well, and here's the thing. At first, I didn't know that adults were involved in this free trip around the area, right? My brother-in-law was like, I'm going to do it. And he's a big, stocky motherfucker, you know? So my niece goes. She'd never been on an airplane before. She was scared, but she went. She got back. She said it was really cool. And then another kid in the family went. Oh, it was awesome. We, you know, did a half pipe, blah, blah, blah.
Nice.
So then my brother-in-law gets in this thing. His head is about an inch and a half away from the top of this thing because it goes over the top of
and
you.
And they sit one in the front, one in the back. Right. It's not a side-by-side.
No, it's not a side-by-side. It's a front and back, and the actual pilot's in the back.
Oh, the pilot's in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So he can see over everything. And he barely fits in it. And he goes, and he comes back, he goes, man, it was awesome. So I'm standing there ready for my turn, and Dave, the pilot, looks at me, and he goes, I don't know. He goes, I think you're too tall to go in. He goes, I don't think you'll fit.
Now, how tall are you?
6'1".
I think the average height of a male in this country is 5'10".
Mm-hmm.
So you got a few inches, but that's not terribly tall
He said, I'm all torso. And so from the seat to the top of where that plastic dome is, you know, if I was taller in the legs, I would have more room to stretch out. So I pumped myself up to go on this fucking thing. And then come to find out, I'm too tall to take a ride in an airplane.
Were you crushed?
I was a little bummed out because I know I'm going to die soon.
Sure.
And so I'm wanting to do some things and not be a pussy. And I thought it would be really cool. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. How often...
Wait, do you have cancer or something?
No, I'm just going to die.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
It's going to slip my wrist.
I thought we were going down a dark road here for a second.
It's going to slip my wrist. It's no big deal. It will be by my own hand. Don't worry. No natural causes will be to blame.
Autoerotic asphyxiation by his own hand.
This podcast serves as his living will.
Right. No, but this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for these kids. You know, how often do you have a retired naval Top Gun?
I've only flown once, and I was in high school, and we definitely didn't do any flips or spins.
Right.
That would have been bad.
I've been on commercial flights only. I've never had not even a chance to do anything.
Well, I
like
just
that.
Know that the first time Eli goes on a commercial flight and he's like,
this
security,
sucks.
Fuck the security bullshit. I usually just get up in the plane and put my microphone on.
Hey, where's my microphone?
The kid has no fear. And that's starting to show up as also.
Who's this chick handing me a juice box?
Yeah.
Fucked her. I'd fuck her. Why are we still right side up?
So that's that was my Top Gun fun.
That's awesome. I'm green with jealous
it's
rage
cool.
right
It would
now.
Be cool,
yeah,
wouldn't
it? Pretty cool.
I'm sorry that you couldn't go. There's no way you could have just squished
no.
down
yeah.
or
yeah.
take the lifts out of your shoes.
Yeah. No, it was
for once, swallow your pride and take the lifts out of your shoes, won't you?
I was thought to myself, of you know, growing up, you just want to be tall. You want to be a basketball player.
Yeah.
You want to be tall and then like get a chance of a lifetime to ride in an airplane. You can't because you're too fucking tall.
You should have told them that you're a Make-A-Wish kid and you have diabetes.
I put bullets on the formless airplane.
Honestly, diabetes could be your friend at this point because sometimes you lose a leg.
But you lose a foot.
And you could be short enough to get in that plane.
I'll call him back and be like, Dave, listen. Got surgery lined up. Going to get my legs cut off. Let's do this.
Let's go. He pushes you aside and ushers fucking Wilford Brimley into the plane right behind you with the biggest slap in the face.
That's hilarious.
As long as DSJ is on the runway.
All's clear. Clear for landing.
When was the first time you went on an airplane?
Oh, I was 15, or I think it was 15 years old, and I flew out to, I went to, out of Peoria, I believe it was, Peoria to O'Hare, and then O'Hare out to Portland, because I have an uncle, and he took my sister and myself for a week and just went around.
Put a bird on it?
We put a bird on it, and checked out the gorge and the city. And
I hope he didn't touch you inappropriately.
Yeah,
no,
like,
he's the...
My uncle took me and my sister out to Portland.
He took us into a back
where nobody
bedroom.
Can hear us scream.
Actually, he's a super cool guy. And that's why I fell in love with Portland. I went there a few years ago with a group of buddies, and we just had a great time. I met up with him again. He's out there still. And that was the first time. And I was pretty terrified. A few years...
You didn't have an adult with you? Your mom put you and your sister on a plane?
Yeah, I was 15 and
she was
13.
That's pretty scary.
It was. And then I think it was probably 15 years later or so, I went on a plane again to... I'd been on several since then, but I was on my way back from Boston, and there was a storm around Chicago. And I was on a JetBlue plane, and I don't know if you've ever been on a JetBlue plane, but on the front of the seats, right in front of you, you got a TV, and you can scroll through channels. And one of the channels is your
porn.
Flight path,
oh.
And another channel is pornography.
Really?
That's Blake's kind
yeah.
of flight.
But it shows you exactly where you are. And I just kept watching it, and all we were doing was circling around Chicago because of the storm, and we were dropping, you know, with the turbulence, and it is mortifying when you have turbulence. I don't know if you guys ever experienced that, but it is awful.
Oh, yeah.
It's true. We're not supposed to be up there.
No. Yeah.
I just want to watch Cheers reruns now.
No,
I don't like this.
When was the first time you went on an airplane?
I've only been on an airplane once. Flew from Peoria to O'Hare, then to Atlanta when I was right before my senior year of high school. And then when we flew back, we had to be rerouted to Dallas. And then to O'Hare.
Wow,
so I've been to Texas, but I've only been to an airport for an hour.
Right.
And that was it. And, you know, I had no problems with it. My biggest problem was the fact that I left the book I was reading in the, like, compartment in front of my seat because we're high school kids, so we all moved around and switched seats.
Yeah.
And I didn't end up in the seat I started in.
Is Penthouse really a book, though?
To me, it was.
Okay,
Miss July... 1997, and I had a lot of fun nights.
Great year.
And then the fact that I took it on a youth group trip to Atlanta,
yeah,
that's balls right there that I'm taking a Penthouse with me.
Balls.
No, it was a Han Solo Star Wars book I never finished.
A canon that has been retracted, right?
So, good. I'm glad I didn't read it.
Right. The first time I was ever on a plane, I was in my... It was.
Were there snakes?
No. It was my first... wedding. It was my honeymoon, my first wedding. No, not my second wedding. It was
my goodness.
Wedding.
He can't even keep
it. It was the second wedding. And we flew to Tampa, Florida to go on our cruise.
Nice.
So I'd never been in an airplane. And then about 3 months after that for work, I went to Detroit. And so I went on this big, huge plane.
You flew to Detroit?
Yeah. Okay. And on this little itty-bitty thing.
That's close enough to drive to.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're on the Caterpillar Dollar.
Oh, okay. Big yellow.
And I've been, you know, I've gone to Mexico and I went to California. I would love to go to Portland because Derek and Tawny live in Portland. And they keep telling us to come out. So maybe.
They were great. We met them up.
Maybe we can possibly, you know, save some money.
No.
and go together.
I would go with you in a heartbeat.
Freckles has been out there. I never have. That's on our list.
There's great stuff out there. I've been to Seattle once. And that was awesome.
Oh, that was. I don't know about you, but I had a great Seattle time. I can't tell you on the microphone.
Oh, my.
Oh, no. I've heard this story. Man, and
what
I know
fucking best time.
Fucked a fish in the fish market.
Kind of.
That grouper.
Oh.
They tossed the salmon right on the end of his
right
peacock
onto it.
Meat.
So come fly the friendly skies of Couch Pilots.
Please.
FCFnetwork.com.
Yes. That's a Lowell Mather friends. Right there.
All right. Enough about Top Gun talking. Let's get into some... Let's get to the meat and potatoes of this episode.
Take a break?
Yeah, we're going to have to take a break because you got another tweet from a famous person.
Right? I have to urinate, too.
Well, it's the dog days of summer, and that can mean only one thing. That just means one thing.
that was it?
Yeah.
You probably should have prepared me better.
Hey, everyone. This is Jason with IBWIP. And before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at Burns1IP at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line to Blake at ibwip.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Are you getting tired of smelling the cost of cigarettes? Have patches, gums, and quitting cold turkey let you down in the past? If you're looking to kick cigarettes to the curb, look no further than the friendly and knowledgeable staff at Rocky Top Vapor to help you find an electric cigarette that's right for you. Do it before August 8th. Contact your congressman. Tell him that vaping is not bad, that you're bad for smoking cigarettes. Big tobacco, suck my dick. Anyway, or maybe you're an experienced vapor, such as I, looking to get more out of your vaping experience. A longer-lasting battery, a bigger, better tank. Maybe you're wanting to get into variable voltage and wattage, or even wanting to build your own coils. Let the vaping experts at Rocky Top Vapor customize a vaping experience to fit your needs. They offer a wide variety of tanks and mods that will give you exactly what you're looking for. Listen, I haven't been smoking for over a year and a half, and it's very much is directly because of Rocky Top Vapor, to be honest with you. They've been great sponsors to us here at IBWP, and I probably would have gone back to smoking if it wouldn't be for Michael Sink and the crew at Rocky Top Vapor. They, at Rocky Top Vapor, are known for their clean and relaxed atmosphere. You can go in, sit down. It's so relaxing. A friendly and knowledgeable staff. Brandy is really nice. And she's kind of cute, too. I'm not going to lie. Mike, you're very lucky. I think she's doing you a favor.
Hey, he's a good-looking guy.
He's a good-looking guy. I'm just kidding. As I said, they're knowledgeable staff, as well as their house blends and premiums from some of the best liquid makers across the country. They also have three new lines of juice coming out before August 8th that we will be talking about right here on IBWIP. They are located in Johnson City, Tennessee, which was almost ruined by the death of an elephant.
That's right.
You had to hang the elephant. I was also listening to an episode of some other podcast where they talked about
Johnson City.
Yeah.
About the elephant incident?
Yeah, about the elephant.
Wow.
Change the face of circuses throughout the land. But if you can't make the trip, shop with a click at RockyTopVapor.com. And don't forget to use promo code IBWIP20 to save 20% off of your entire order. They are the kindest, most gentlest souls on the face of this earth in which that we live in. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, self, why are you still talking when we know this ad is over? It's because I'm getting a promo ready as we speak. And here we go.
Are you sick of spoiled white people and Donald Trump bringing you the news you could care less about?
Are you sick of trolling the interwebs for penis-related news only to end up flaccid?
Do you lust for Florida only the way a mother lover can?
Then look no further than Fakakta Comedy Funhouse's Low Blow Podcast with Adam Z and Dave Rowan.
Streaming live every week at lowblowpodcast.net and available for download Thursdays at fcfnetwork.com.
Appropriately inappropriate. Oh!
Oh, we're back here at IBWIP.
Welcome back to the show, all my friends.
Rocky Top Vapor.
Rocky Top. They loved it. I showed them the video. Did they? They said we're fucking hilarious.
That's good. I'm glad I amused them.
Last week, Dustin.
What'd I do?
We had Brett Conlon on. His beautiful fair maiden, Nani.
Yeah, I was here.
I know.
Okay.
This is called segueing.
Gotcha.
And we also had their beautiful daughter, which was...
Willie Nelson.
To all of the girls I've loved before. Waylon was here. And it was the youngest
guest ever.
Ever in the studio.
But not the first one to suck from a bottle.
Nope.
That's for sure.
Glad he said bottle.
Woo ya.
That would have counted me out.
But after we got done recording, we were talking, and we said, Brett, hey, Nani, we would love to have Waylon on, just heard, kind of.
Yeah, like an audio time capsule.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, we asked Brett all these questions about being a new father, but we thought, let's get the perspective of baby Waylon. So we have with us tonight... Baby Waylon Conlon, how are you?
Hello, everybody. Nice to see you.
It's good to see you, Waylon. Thank you for staying around. I don't know how you're going to get you back home. Your mom just dropped you off. She said something about going roller skating.
She loves to roller skate. I love to take the bus.
The bus.
I take the baby bus.
I want my baby bus.
I want my baby bus, baby bus, baby bus.
Well, you've been in the world for about 3.5-4 months. What do you think?
The world is such an exciting and beautiful place. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm pretty sure that your answers are going to be really, really short because your vocabulary is just starting out.
I'm using Rosetta Stone.
What?
Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone. Very good. Well, there's a lot of questions we have for you because I've known Brett for a long time. I've known Nani for a long time. But we want to know the inside scoop. Your mom's breasts. Let's talk about them.
I mean, you think they're big? Look how small I am. How big do you think they are compared to me?
They're humongous. Now, you see them all the time, right? Because, I mean, she...
Up close and personal.
Are they warm?
So warm.
How do they smell?
Let me ask you this. How do you think they would smell?
Like cotton candy?
Yeah, that's right. My mom's boobs smell like cotton candy.
Wow. Now, your father, he is...
His boobs smell like cotton candy, too.
His boobs smell like cotton candy, too? Now, he is a musician. Now, do you like the songs? Did he play songs for you?
He plays a lot of his music for me, and I love it.
What's your favorite song?
Home on Time.
Home on Time? Very good. That's a good song. That's a good song. Sad song. I'm surprised that it's your favorite.
Makes me cry.
Oh, here. Here's a bottle. So, what are... Oh.
Pardon me?
That's okay. It's understandable. Babies do that. Wow. What are you... You have a big brother, Finn.
Yeah, Finn.
He's a cute little Irish boy.
Finnegan McGonagall.
What?
Finnegan McGonagall.
How is it having him as a big brother?
He's pretty big too. He's massive.
He's massive.
Yeah, he's a huge kid.
Now you're not even able to hold your head up completely by yourself.
No, I appreciate you propping me up like this.
No problem. So what kind of plans do you have for the summer? I mean, summer for a baby's first summer. I mean, yeah. It's exciting.
I plan on wearing a bonnet a lot.
A bonnet?
Yeah, I'm drinking a lot of milk.
Formula or milk?
No, straight from the source.
Straight from your mom's breasts?
Straight milk sipping.
Now, your dad told me that your mom isn't breastfeeding you. How are you getting real breast milk?
When my mom's sleeping.
I would do the same thing, to be honest with you, Waylon.
I come up there. And like I said, there's like two huge goddamn mountains compared to how big I am. And I suck on each of the breasts until I reach my desired level of milk. what you do to Molly when she's sleeping.
This is what I do to Molly? Yeah.
No, what do you do?
When Molly's sleeping?
When your wife Molly is sleeping, what do you do to her?
I touch her. Until she starts to wake up.
You milk her?
I milk her? Yeah. Now, Dustin.
Sorry, I was broadcasting that live on Facebook.
Oh, don't turn it off yet.
Oh, I already did.
Oh.
How many people are watching it?
Quite a few.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to tag your parents now so they're aware of what was going on.
Now, Dustin, you have a similar situation as Waylon here, where...
I don't even know where this is going.
Do you also milk Nanny?
What?
Do you also milk Nanny?
No.
Nanny, my mommy?
No.
Nanny, my mom. No. Do you have any questions for baby Waylon?
Yeah. It's been an interesting conversation. How do you feel about your name?
Waylon? I think it's traditionally a boy's name, but I trust my mom and my dad that they came with the best name possible, and I know that they love me very much.
What name would you want if you didn't have Waylon? What name would you want?
Gwendolyn.
Gwendolyn?
Or? Or Shakira.
Shakira?
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is amazing. I've never had a baby on the show.
No, you have. You have before. I love your show.
Well, you know, you were in the studio. What did you think about being in the studio for your first podcast? Was it exciting?
All I could see were the lights on the ceiling, and I thought it was pretty cool.
You liked the lights on the ceiling, didn't you?
Anything that's shiny or jingly, I love it. And I love you.
I love you, too. Wow. Dustin, you got anything else there? I thought talking to a baby would take longer, but the baby's face is
what you're
going to
find out is babies have limited life experience and they don't have much to draw from. Their life consists of napping, sucking boobs, pooping.
Purple.
Yeah, have you had any memorable bowel movements lately? Like that's a topic of conversation.
I never know what color my face is going to be. Sometimes it's green, rarely it's red.
I hope it's not read very often.
Only after I eat bits.
Now, are you excited about, you know, pretty soon you'll be rolling over, and then after that you'll be walking?
I can't wait to hit the road with my dad. I'm going to be a roadie. I'm going to carry his equipment and sing backup.
Oh, you're going to sing backup?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any of his songs that you know the backup words to?
Well, I wish I could pull from his catalog of music, but I just can't.
Now, your dad's training to be a barber. Is he practicing on you?
He said when I get enough hair, this will be my first haircut, and I will get a faux hawk.
A faux hawk?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that being cool with them. That doesn't seem like a hairstyle that
I don't think he wanted his daughter to have.
Yeah. What do you guys think I should have for my haircut?
High and tight.
High and tight? Is it baby girl?
I was thinking a beehive.
Ooh.
Now, your mom and dad both have a lot of tattoos.
Yeah.
Are you going to plan on getting a lot of tattoos as well?
Sure.
What do you think your first tattoo will be?
It'll probably be breasts and breasts.
Puss and boots?
Puss and boots and some breasts.
Breasts?
Yeah. To commemorate my mom.
You're still going to get boobs tattooed?
Probably like boobs on a roller skate.
Now, your mom, you know, your mom is known for her excellent roller derby career.
Well, Misfits,
McLean County Misfits, correct. I'm assuming McLeanCountyMisfits.com, I'm assuming.
Yeah, go there for all the tour dates.
Now, are you worried about your mom getting hurt now that she's going back into the ring?
I was on the size of my head. I came out of her vagina. If she's going to take my head coming out of her body, she's going to take out another one.
That's true. Do you know if your mom and dad's sex life has bounced back since your birth?
Well, I'm in the crib in the same room as them. don't think I know what's going on, but I do.
What do you? What kind of things do you hear?
That's a lot of that.
And what is your? What sounds does your dad make?
Home on time.
In the face. Now, one of the things that me and Jason and Dustin noticed when your dad was here is he's pretty much let himself go in regards to the wardrobe. He was wearing black socks with flip flops. Now,
you wouldn't exist if he had worn that a year ago.
Oh man, he would tell you that that's all the rage, that all the kids are wearing shoes like that. I don't buy it.
You don't buy it?
No. It's not good. It's not fashion friendly.
Do you think that if he continues to dress like that your mom might leave him?
I hope not.
Because legally, she doesn't have to stay. She can leave at any time.
I hope she doesn't go. I'm not a mom and I'm not a daddy.
Oh, don't cry. Oh, Willie, don't cry. I was just asking the questions that need to be asked. I'm sorry. You okay? Here, look. Jingle, 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 jingle. I guess one final question for you. You know, hopefully someday your mother and father are legally wed.
So I'm not a bastard.
So you're not a little bastard, baby.
Wait, I thought, isn't that your middle name? Waylon Bastard Conlon.
It is, and I want it to be my moniker, too.
What?
My moniker?
Monocle, the pizza place here in Pekin.
I don't want to wear half eyeglass.
How's your eyesight bad so soon? What if you could say something to them about their relationship and where you want to see it, what would, if you had the open floor right now to speak to them, you need to take a drink or are you okay? Okay, all right.
Whoops.
What do you want to tell your mom and your dad?
You brought me into this world, and I want to see you get married. I want to be a little flower girl and throw flower petals on the ground. You would make me so happy to see you in marital bliss.
I think you'll need to be on roller skates, I'm guessing.
I would love to see a roller derby themed wedding.
Yeah.
Wow. Baby Willen. It's an honor to have you here. We
don't interview many babies.
No, and you know what? Next time we'll prep more. But it was wonderful having you, and I do hope that someday you'll be able to roll down that aisle, flipping flower petals, and maybe someday you'll be married too to a fine, upstanding man such as your father.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you. I don't know how to get her to the bus stop.
I can piggyback her. Like, just throw her.
Oh, okay.
Throw her on my. No, I'm not going to climb on her back. get it. That's going to be awkward.
I don't know if you maybe had a papoose or something you could put her in and walk
her. Yeah,
I've
got one of those papoose packs.
Baby Bjorn?
Whatever they're called. Yeah, Baby Bjorn Bjork. And,
she was cute, though, wasn't she? Bjork was cute.
Baby Bjork?
No, just Bjork altogether.
Bjorn Born, that's it. The tennis player? Yeah.
She was a lesbian?
Yeah, that's it. Martina
Navratilova. Like that's like a 50-50 chance. You're like, female golfer? Lesbian?
They like to grunt, too.
All right, well, thank you again, Baby Waylon, and I hope you get to the bus stop. I think it should be coming in about 5 or 10 minutes.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Dustin.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and take her. While you read the...
Okay, cool.
Because you can't read that and take her to the bus.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Here, get up here.
Episode 257, Ibadi, is now available. And episode 258, Poontang is a Pokemon, is now available. Episode 260, our next episode, inevitably titled Divorce Whitaker, will be available on Friday, August 5th.
It's kind of funny.
He wanted a better response than that. And don't forget Tuesday, August 2nd. Oh, welcome back, Jason.
Oh,
don't forget Tuesday, August 2nd is Friendship Day. They say that, quote, friendship is a ship that never sinks. What about Titanic? I bet there are friends on that ill-fated voyage. The irony. Also, on the 2nd is Sisters Day. I don't think we have any black female listeners. But if we do, ladies...
This one's for you.
Happy
Sisters. Also, email your phone numbers to couchpilots@gmail.com.
Couchpilots podcast.
Sorry.
I don't want them black female listener lady phone numbers going to someone else.
And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, suggestions, measurements, and they will be read live. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, and help support the show.
Very, very good. Hey, folks, wow. It was a good little episode.
It's not often we talk about flying on planes and interview a baby.
Right.
So what happened in Seattle?
He fucked a fish. We discussed this.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure.
Grouper, hardly knew her.
Hey-o.
Damn near killed him.
You know that building that's Space Needle? You know the Space Needle?
Yeah, did you throw the needle, buddy?
Damn right.
It spins around, right?
Spun around.
Oh, it spun around.
The restaurant.
It spun around. No, I actually didn't go up in it because it was overcast, and she was like, that's a waste of money for you guys, for us to go up there.
Yeah, at least
like,
she's frugal.
I was like, hey, if you're paying, you're deciding where we're going.
Fucking don't cost a penny.
It's a good time.
I assume that's, I could be completely wrong.
I think you're all completely off base.
I'm sorry.
I went there to look at little houses, tiny houses. I thought it was really cool when I was there, though, that like 9 o'clock in the morning I was watching NFL football. I'm like, this is great.
Yep, West Coast living.
West Coast style. All right, thank you, everybody, for checking out this episode of IBWIP. Again, 259. We're going to be hitting the big, elusive 260 very, very soon. 260.
That's the 260, for those who don't understand how numbers work.
What area code is that?
I think it's Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Exactly. Jason, thank you very much for being on the show. You missed Baby Waylon, but...
I didn't miss much.
I don't even know where the fuck he went. He just disappeared, and then he reappeared while I was reading the release schedule. I was very, very confused.
I was getting I was making some baskets.
Whisker baskets?
Whisker baskets.
You've been making those since my first episode.
Have I? Yes. Is that it? What was it called? Dilder plunger?
Dildo, hashtag dildo plunger. And what's funny enough, we have a plunger in our house now.
Oh, no. That
resembles a dildo plunger.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Don't ask me.
His girlfriend brought it when she moved
brought
in.
Brought it in, but it's upstairs in that bathroom, so it's not getting any use.
Jeez.
You don't know. You're not home all the time.
Oh, I know. I smell it when I'm upstairs.
Jeez. Sniff it.
Sniffing plungers, baby.
Got to make sure she's staying committed to this relationship.
I don't want fucking nothing in this bathroom.
I might be older than her, but I'm not. I'm just as wise. Jason, thank you very much for being on the show this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Dustin?
Yeah.
I can't believe you just admitted you sniffed a splendor.
I don't really. It was for comedic value.
Oh, okay. Wink, wink.
When I'm taking a shit, I usually am just sitting on the phone looking at Facebook.
Now, when you poop, what's your approximate time in the bathroom when you go poop?
It depends.
Hey, bro.
Hey, bro.
What's your poop style?
Hey, buddy.
Well, I'm regular, so like...
I'm on the regs,
like,
too.
Clockwork, 6:30 in the morning.
But, like, how long do you...
Clockwork Brown.
That sounds like an episode title. Yeah, I usually allow myself at least a good 10 minutes of my morning preparation.
Constitution.
Yeah. And then if I don't get it all out, then I just go at work.
Shout. You just pinch it off and say, well, I've got to go.
Yeah, I do a little on the clock.
Oh, yeah.
A little on the clock poo.
Shatastic Voyage.
Yeah.
Jason, for you, what's your...
my favorite Coolio song.
What's my shit style?
What's your shit time? What's your best shit time?
I was watching NASCAR, and I was so impressed with their turnover that I said, I bet I can beat that. They're in the pit. I'm taking a shit. 90 seconds in and out. Get roto-rooted on the path. You know, it's funny. I think you're bringing it up for your own reasons because one of the first times I was over here, you used to be real nervous about starting the show because you used to do it live.
Sure.
And you'd be like,
I remember those days.
I got to take a quick shit. And you weren't kidding. You were a dynamite shitter, fast as lightning.
Yeah, I mean, I've been known throughout the land for my quick shits.
What do you attribute that to? Your diet?
Yeah, and I just don't like, my legs go numb, to be honest with you, if I'm in there too long. But as I've gotten older,
mm-hmm.
And due to some issues with tearing and blood.
Wow. That's a little much.
I slow it down a little bit now. I don't grab the side of the bathroom and
nice and easy, right?
Yeah, just now I'm like, you know what? There's Twitter.
Yeah, there's Twitter. I'm on Reddit. You said you're on Facebook, Dustin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, take your time. Sometimes that's the only time in a day a man gets.
Blake, I've seen your diet because you check in on Swarm all the time. It shouldn't be that much of a problem.
What is Swarm? What is that?
It's an app.
It used to be Foursquare.
They
changed the name of it.
Okay.
I see.
See, I didn't even know.
Yeah, because when I come to your house, which you don't ever invite me over,
right?
When I check in, it's Jason's like
Love Hut
or something.
Blake's Love Hole?
Ooh.
I noticed there's a new location, IBWIP Studio 2.0,
yeah.
Which that's where I'm drinking right now.
Oh, good.
I'm drinking at the Studio 2.0. What alterations have been made from the previous studio?
The Wi-Fi password has changed.
I'm still connected, so...
No, actually, what I did was I made it a new one because I wanted to get the sticker for a recording studio.
Oh, okay.
So I changed it into a recording instead of a residential. Do you want to plug anything real quick, Dustin?
I got this show called Drunken Lullabies.
Never heard of it.
We do pretty well. We're sponsored by Distill Brewery. It's me and this guy, Blake, Beermansky, we call him. And we just have our friends on. We drink craft beer. We listen to good music. We talk a bunch of nonsense. If you like old school wrestling and pop culture, you would enjoy the show even if you don't drink. So I highly suggest you go to fcfnetwork.com, look up Drunken Lullabies. We were featured on iTunes New and Noteworthy. We've got like fucking 35, 36 episodes by now, so there's great ones. Our number one episode, The F Word, check that one out. Number two episode, which was our first one, Jason, you were featured
on
that. Yeah. That was interesting. Yeah, there's good ones. Hardwood, that's another fun drunken one.
I was on that one too.
Yes, you were. So yeah, just check it out. There's some I'd rather you not listen to. There's some I'd prefer you to listen to. But you know what?
Hey, do you think
that's just my opinion?
Do you think all 259 of these have been good? No. So
yeah, it happens.
Well, you also have to mention,
I'm going to go back and re-listen to the first episodes when we hit our year anniversary.
Ooh, boy.
I haven't heard them since.
Yeah.
And just to see how far we've come. And I'm going to find out it's not as far as I think we have. And
you've come quite a long way. Because you interview breweries.
Yeah.
We've done
shows
musicians.
At breweries. I've had bands on the show. So it's not just me and my friends. Sometimes I leave Blake at home and I try to be professional. And it doesn't always work out, but you know, we have a good time.
It's a good show.
It's a good show. We're on every Sunday, but you can listen to them whenever the fuck you want.
What's your tagline at the end of the show?
Oh yeah, may your music be loud and your beers be cold.
Very good.
We'll see you in a week. And when I'm really drunk at the end of an episode, I say we'll see you fuckers in a week.
Yeah, you cuss.
I usually only say that if I'm really intoxicated. That's how you know which kind of episode you're getting. But if you've listened to it, you already know.
Like in the Playboy magazine, he hid that little Playboy symbol up top if he had sex with the girl of the month or whatever.
Yeah. You have to listen to the full episode to know if I'm drunk.
That's true. Yeah, that's key. I'm gonna trump that plug with another plug for Couch Pilots.
Heyo,
right here on the FCF Network. Listen, every Monday, Blake and I fly the some of the shows that we watch. It's a podcast about failed television pilots that had one episode and one episode only. We have a great time lambasting, and sometimes we do actually enjoy what we're watching.
Sure. I've been on it. It's a fun time.
He's been on it. We've had a lot of great guests.
Every episode, even when I'm not on.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
You're one of our seven downloads. We appreciate it.
I have my autographed aviators in the Drunken Lullaby Studios up on a shelf.
Nice. Oh. And honestly, we do just like you contact breweries and you contact musicians and have the interviews. Sometimes we get a hold of
Mason Reese.
Let's close the door. close it forever. Close the book on Mason Reese. And we do talk to some of the people that are involved, whether it's the stars or the directors. We recently talked to Micah Wright from Constant Pain, a known animator.
Yeah.
So check us out every Monday.
I don't think he's going to kill us. I think
that's good.
Yeah, I would hope not.
I still have episodes to record. I have to be on again.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got like almost I have 150 or so of that we can do. It's madness.
I've given you guys a suggestion. In the decade you're in, we'll see if I get on the show.
What is it?
I believe it was called Super Clyde.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that. That's on, right, that's cool. On the list. I found it.
Well, then I need to be on that show since it was my suggestion.
There you go.
I'll look up the Pachinko machine, see if you got some points.
Oh, I've been accumulating them.
Folks, thank you very much for checking out IBWIP. Check out all the shows on FCF Network. Low Blow, S&M Radio, Sex with Heather.
The Song Inside and Out.
The Song Inside
and Out.
When
it comes back. It's a good show.
I've thought about 3 or 4 times bringing it back, but...
I'm trying to step in and do a little Song Inside and Out on our show when, you know...
Hey, and you can have the name for $14 million.
Nope. Oh, no.
Nope. Worth it. Nope.
We'll see. All right, folks.
This flight may have been... I'm sorry.
wrong show. Check us out, fcfnetwork.com. Go rate us. Please go rate us on iTunes.
Go rape us on iTunes.
Rape us on iTunes. We love being raped on iTunes.
Just use loop.
Good night.
Heather's not here because her car's a piece of shit. So go to hit the donate button on fcfnetwork.com. It won't go to buy her a new car.
What will it go to?
Your mom.
Do you think her car just happened to go bad because she owes money?
To who? The mob?
This has been a FCF Mob Funhouse production. FCF Mob. Produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake Clayton.
She doesn't like us.
For more information and content, go to FCF.
In one of her episodes of Sex with Heather, she's like, I don't listen to the podcast because I've got a life, you guys.
I did hear that.
Yeah, I was like, well, I love you too, honey.
I didn't hear it because I don't listen to her show.
Uh-oh. I listened to it. It's funny.
Ow! Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.